We'll look at the tape.
Hogan Johns.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
Part of Chicago's best Bears coverage.
I don't know.
Now, here they are.
They're day-to-day in my mind.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Hogue.
I'm violent.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Adam Johns.
What an a-hole.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Oh, here we go. What we all thought was going to happen. Episode 103 of the Hogan Johns podcast at Soldier Field, our first post-game episode of the season. And we got a quarterback controversy.
You don't think it's too early to say that? It's never too early. Mike Glennon was bad. Really bad. Awfully bad. Mitch Trubisky, outstanding? What word would you use?
I would say it was outstanding. I think you got to put it in proper context that this is a preseason game, that the Broncos were not scheming against him really, that there were backups up out there, and that stuff does matter, but it was still a step up in competition. It was faster than he played in college, and he excelled tonight.
So what? He's throwing the backups himself. I get the argument. He's facing backups, but he's also throwing backups, being protected by backups. There might be one or two guys he played with the entire night that make the team. One of them is Victor Cruz, who's might be a great team leader, but he's well past his prime. Look, I get the argument that you want to temper the excitement here, but why? Why not just go with it? He was outstanding. There is a big difference, a big jump going from what he did at North Carolina to what the Bears are asking him to do. There is a big jump in play from Mike Glennon to him. And, look, I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was sharp. I like how they put him in a two-minute situation right away. Bears fans should be excited about this. They should not try to temper their excitement. They should be enthralled by what they have before them.
Well, and I think they are. And we're about to get into all this. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us at WGNradio.com/Bears. That's where you can find my post-game column, which was sort of along the lines of what we were just discussing. And your post-game column is at ChicagoSunTimes.com. Follow the podcast. Subscribe to it on iTunes. Find it on TuneIn and the WGN Radio app. Well, here's sort of the angle I took. There was all this talk about there only being 13 college starts, okay? So you evaluated that tape. You were impressed by that tape. Ryan Pace was impressed to trade up to number two to get him. But the knock always was, is 13 games enough to prove that he can excel at the NFL level? We don't know yet, but let's call this game 14. That's the way I look at it. Here's game 14 then tonight. Here's more tape, and it's at a higher level. It's on an NFL field with NFL uniforms and an opposing NFL team. Even if those are backups, they're on NFL rosters. That means there's better competition. And he went out there, and he straight up dominated. He straight up dominated tonight. Mitch Trubisky excelled tonight. So I bring up the game planning on the defensive side only because if you look at his college tape, the areas where he struggled were against defenses that disguise coverage through exotic blitzes at him. And I don't think that's what the Broncos were doing tonight. He's going to get tested much harder going forward in the NFL. But I still am with you. You give him all the credit in the world for taking a step up tonight and performing like he did. It matters. And yes, it's 100% encouraging.
Just look at what he was doing in training camp. I wrote the other day that he was clearly not the Bears' best quarterback, and I still stand by my argument. He still thinks he's a work in progress, but the apparition of being an NFL quarterback, that's what I wanted to see tonight. The huddle, the snap, the pre-snap reads, all the stuff that he has to do, and it was seamless. There's no bobbled snaps like the ones we saw in camp. I didn't see any near interceptions. I mean, he left camp in Bourbonnais with two interceptions. The last play of camp that day was a pick six beyond by DeAndre Hall, a guy who may or may not make the team for the Bears. So to see him shake that off, play well, handle the entire operation quite smoothly, I came away impressed. Look, I get your point. tougher tests await. He could have a bad day in camp on Saturday. He could be awful on Sunday in camp. It's good that Vic Fangio's there to throw different things at him. But just in terms of his first look, our first look at him against a different opponent, under the lights, I thought he handled everything well.
I like that you just brought up Vic Fangio, because one thing that the Bears have said, and Dow Loggins gave Fangio credit for testing him. They've been testing him. And we'll play for you Mitch Trubisky here in a little bit so you can hear straight from him after the game. But one thing he talked about tonight, which I thought was revealing and helped, and I'm going to give the coaching staff credit for this, he brought up how they did game plan a little bit, how they had a script for him. He was able to study exactly what they were going to run. And that is different from practice, because while he knows the playbook now and the offense is installed and they're installing new things, Dow Loggins is basically throwing whatever at him out there. It's not a script. It's here's this call. Okay, here's now this call. Here's this call. And he needs to be ready for all of it. Meanwhile, Fangio's defense is out there and they are doing some disguises. They are throwing different things at him. So from that standpoint, I think he's been tested harder in practice than he probably was tonight by the Broncos, albeit it was live action, so that sort of adjusts for it. But I think that's why that practice time clearly has benefited him to the point where tonight he was able to hone in on a script, execute that script, and that's, again, encouraging.
I just like the Bears' plan for him. Find a two-minute situation or a situation that's going to put pressure on him, put stress on his feelings, his emotions, his play, and put him in it. They found one perfectly at the end of the first half, 50-yard line, not too bad. 1:55 left on the clock. Take Sanchez out, put Trubisky in. I love it. It's a perfect situation for him to find comfort. He's in the shotgun. He's used to that. He could do things he's used to. So to find, it was really ideal to find that timing for him. I really like what the Bears did there.
All right, let's bring you John Fox, Mike Glennon, and Mitch Trubisky. And we're going to give those to you in that order, because that's the way we experienced it tonight in the press conference room. And it was interesting, I thought, the way all three handled it. So we'll start with Fox. This is his entire press conference. It's not very long, though. And you can imagine the question that he got. Is there a quarterback controversy now with the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think, you know, it's tough to say after one game. You know, it's one preseason game. I don't think, you know, we're going to pick the football team or pick the depth chart, you know, after one preseason game. So, you know, obviously there's some corrections that we need to do by everybody. You know, we'll look at it, we'll evaluate the tape, and we'll march forward.
Do you have an open mind about having a quarterback competition?
Well, I think our depth chart is not going to change after one game. You know, I think, you know, in particularly a preseason game, that's a really good defense that, you know, our first unit went against, you know, probably one of the top three defenses in the league. I think, you know, you have to look at a lot of different things. I can understand, you know, how you guys might think, but we're not going to change a whole lot after one game.
Why did you think he did well tonight? What really
I'm sorry, the first part?
What really stood out about Mitch for you tonight?
Well, I thought, you know, he had pretty good command. You know, it wasn't all perfect. You know, obviously, you know, you can see why he was picked in the draft where he was picked. I think that was evident. But, you know, we still have a long way to go as a football team. And like I said, it's one preseason game. So, you know, the coaches will all, you know, look at the film inside and out, and we'll make corrections. But all in all, I thought he moved the team well and made things happen, in particular with his feet.
What did you think of Mike's performance?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously the first play of the game, you know, was a little bit of a setback. But like I said, you know, as a football team and really even as an offense, I thought, you know, we were able to weather that, get better as it went. And then, you know, we weren't designed to play very long. So with a slow start, you know, I don't think that, you know, helps the production.
Is there a reason why Mark Sanchez didn't finish the first half?
Well, all along we wanted, you know, Mark's played, you know, extensive football in the National Football League. He's had a lot of two-minute drills. Mitch, you know, really hadn't had that opportunity. So that was by design, that if it worked out, we had a two-minute drive that we would put Mitchell in.
John, what are your impressions of Tariq Cohen?
You know, again, really good. I think, you know, like I said, we had 170-some yards rushing. You know, and that's against a pretty good defense, and kind of happened throughout the game. But I was pleased with really all the running backs. You know, Tariq has flashed quite a bit at camp. You know, we've seen a lot of what he's capable of, and, you know, I think most people saw it tonight.
John, why the difference between
how much Mitch ran that keeper game and was really moving around versus Mike being more in the pocket?
I'm not really sure what you're referring to with keeper game, but
Mitch with play action passes and he's rolling right and left a lot, whereas Mike is a little bit more.
Well, I think the number of plays was quite skewed. I don't know how many plays Mike had right off the top of my head, but our first unit didn't have, you know, quite that many plays. We had a lot of new guys out there, you know, that, you know, we're like getting timing and all those types of things with, whether it's the receivers or even the run game. You know, they came out and played a little bit of dime defense early. We made a couple incorrect Mike points. Our coaches made that adjustment. You know, we don't game plan against preseason opponents, so there was a lot of adjusting that happened. And, you know, I think sometimes you got to look at matchups as well.
John, I know Mike's Glennon's a veteran, of course.
Right.
Do you have to worry about his confidence after a performance?
No, I mean, these guys, you know, I think not at all.
Did Trubisky surprise you?
No, I mean, watching him for 2 months, you know, and then I watched him probably another 3 months on college tape. So he's, you know, obviously, you know, we pick him where we picked him. You know, we felt pretty good about his abilities.
Okay, so John Fox obviously downplaying the idea of there being any kind of controversy. It's one preseason game. He said that multiple times, at least three times in that press conference, and said we're not going to change the depth chart after one preseason game. Now, I would say that they do at other positions, and I have a feeling they will at other positions when we get back out to that practice field on Saturday in Bourbonnais. It's pretty normal to see, I don't know, maybe a different safety with the one, something like that. And we've seen that in the past. But with the quarterbacks, it's pretty obvious they're not. I mean, I'd be shocked if Saturday the rotation changes at all. Maybe they get Trubisky more looks with the twos, which they have done already. But they're going to downplay this idea that there's any kind of competition. But you can play this out, Johns. If this same thing happens next Saturday in Arizona, there's no possible way that they can't start looking at the idea of Trubisky being ready sooner than they thought.
Well, here's the thing. Mr. Trubisky has earned, I think, a more difficult practice, or facing different players or being with better players. He's earned something different in practice with his performance today. Now, whether or not the Bears give it to him right away, maybe they do it when they close things off at Halasaw. There is that kind of a lull. We go back to Bourbonnais, then we go back to Halasaw, then they're off to Arizona. So there is kind of an influx. Things are in flux for a little bit. So you could change things, but the vibe from the players is real. Look, I know what Mike Glennon is. He's a leader. Everybody's buying into him. He's been vocal. Guys are ready to follow him. But they see what happened on the field today. And players know, right? Players have that feeling about what's occurring. And here's the number two overall pick. He played exceptionally well given the circumstances, given what he was coming from in college. And I think players, look, they like to be led, but they like to win too. And they start to see certain things. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, especially if Mike Glennon struggles again in Arizona.
You mentioned the other players notice. They send us in-game quotes during these preseason games. So they're interviews that are done on the sideline, and the quotes get emailed to us. So we don't do these interviews. But Akeem Hicks was quoted in the stuff they sent us. And I don't have it word for word in front of me, but he's basically like, this is cool. I've never played with a rookie quarterback. He's played with Drew Brees, Tom Brady, but not a rookie like this. And he's basically said it's exciting to see him, you know, get more of an opportunity here. I mean, the other guys notice, and especially the guys that have been on this team in the past, it's been burdensome. Is that a word? Burdensome?
Sure.
Almost there? We usually make up words. Well, at least one. Between the two of us, one per episode. But it's hurt the defense to see balls turned over and inefficient quarterback play in the past. And here's the other thing I just took away from tonight. It's a preseason game. But when's the last time fans went home from this stadium really encouraged about something for the future? It has been a long – I couldn't think of the last time that has legitimately happened.
Well, just the intrigue level for this preseason. And it's beyond Trubisky. Look, I know he's the major storyline. He is everything in many ways, but like Adam Shaheen kind of had a bad night. He's an intriguing player. Tariq Cohen, I thought he stood out. Eddie Jackson made a big play in the ball. I thought he was going to make an interception today, carry that over from camp. But this rookie class, there's something to it. There really is. It's not a big class. It got criticized a lot for where these players are coming from, but I think you saw some of those flashes tonight of why the Bears think this could be a special one.
And that's what I wrote about the other day. I mean, it's a low bar because the Bears haven't exactly drafted well, but this is the most encouraged I've been with a rookie class in the 7 years that I've been going down to Bourbonnais. It's and tonight I don't think changed anything. Although Adam Shaheen did kind of let me down after I put him in the Hall of Fame already. I didn't really do that. All right, so the other side of this is Mike Glennon. And, you know, it's one thing if Glennon had come out and played okay or, you know, all right or even good, and then Trubisky went on to do everything he did. But you started it off with the truth. He was bad. His first completion was to the other team for a pick six. It was just not good. And you gotta feel for him a little bit, because and let's just give it to you right here. I mean, I'll give him all the credit in the world. He stepped up to that podium after the game. He knew the questions that were gonna come, and I don't know how you don't listen to this without it, feeling for him at least a little bit.
Mike, given the slow start, would you have liked to play a little more tonight?
I'm definitely eager to get out to Arizona and play there. Obviously not the start we wanted at all. I didn't necessarily play well, but, you know, early in preseason, and we still have a month out to our first game. So a lot to improve on, and look forward to getting back to work on Saturday.
What went wrong? What are some of the things you're taking away?
I mean, really, the first interception ball just got away from me a little on there. And then, I don't know, we'll see more when we watch the film. But just as an offense, myself, weren't clicking tonight. But like I said, there'll be a lot to learn from. And, you know, I think we'll still be a good offense.
What were you thinking as you watched Mitch come in and really move the offense?
Yeah, he played really well. There's no doubt about that. I was impressed for his first time in NFL, you know, in a real game setting, and he played well, moved the ball well, ran it, you know, had that touchdown to Victor, so he definitely played well.
Mike, how do you kind of keep this even keel? I mean, it didn't go well, obviously, but it's still just a first preseason game of the year. How do you kind of keep it?
Right, I think you have to kind of put it in perspective, and like I said, I believe we're exactly 1 month out from that game, and for me, it's just good to get back out playing. You know, I got to get used to coming out as a starter and playing and being that guy. So, you know, a couple more preseason games to tune this up, and I'm confident we will do that.
Are you braced for the inevitable quarterback competition discussion that might ensue after this?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be, when you take a guy that high, I immediately knew that there could be something stirred up, but I'm not going to focus on, you know, the outside world. I'll focus on what's going on within within the locker room and the coaches.
What happened on the snap?
It just was it came out high a little bit, and when I went for it, it took it bounced the other way. So just one of those things, you know, kind of showed how our day was going.
Did you pull anybody aside or talk to anybody in that rough start?
We talked to the guys right after pick, and, you know, said, talking about responding and putting a drive together, and we didn't necessarily do that, but I talked to some of the guys, you know, after it happened.
Feel like everything is fixable? Was there some?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't think we need to overlook a first preseason game in one quarter of it. I mean, was it what we want? Absolutely not. But it was one quarter of the first preseason game, so it's definitely fixable.
Mike, you said you got to block out the outside world talking about quarterback competition and stuff. Is that difficult, especially when you've waited so long for your shot?
I mean, I think you can make it difficult if you wanted to. You know, if you're going to be looking at your phone and getting on Twitter and all that, then, yeah, I'm sure it could. But that's just – I won't do that. So
phone's off for the next week here?
I wouldn't say it's going to be off, but I'm not going to be, you know, if you work for NFL Network, I'm not probably not going to be checking out what's going on there. So.
Thanks. Anything else?
How do you feel like you saw the field
tonight,
Mike?
I think I saw it well. I mean, I saw the coverages they were playing. It was just a matter of execution.
One thing about you
camp spots, and it seems like you've been running the offense pretty smoothly in practice. Can you kind of pinpoint what was different?
Hard to say. I think that's a lot. But we'll look at a film. Practice is different than games. Broncos have one of the best defenses in the league. I don't know. That's what we'll try to clean up to, because offense has been practicing well. We played well when we came out here the other day. Obviously, this is way more important than that. But I think that's what we'll look at film and get corrected.
So I had the pleasure of writing about his game. And look, there's no other way to put it. It was bad, but to be fair to him, I think my expectation level, and I think everybody else's expectation level, should have been low. Talk about tempering excitement. I mean, this is a perfect case to do this. New quarterback, new team, new teammates, new offense, all those things come into play for Mike Glennon. But 2 for 8, 20 yards, a 0.0 passer rating. I mean, Pat Finley, my colleague, went on the old Google machine and found the pass rating calculator, and he came up with this, and I used it in my column. We literally could have gone on the field, thrown the football into the ground, or it literally hit somebody in the back of the ball. That's it, and leave the field. We would have had a higher passer rating than Mike Glennon today. 0.0. There's no other way to put it. He was really bad. I thought he would be better than this. I really did. We know, he hasn't been great in camp. He struggled. He has struggled. He'll probably continue to struggle. But I didn't think he'd be this bad in his preseason debut.
Well, let's be fair. It was only 8 attempts. I think he was only on play for 21. He was only on the field for 21 snaps. So it's a small sample size. But, yeah, you expected better. But this is also why when we discussed in our last episode who should play tonight and how much, why I was pounding the table so hard saying Glennon's not a seasoned veteran. I mean, he needs the reps too. He needs it. And I think we saw that. And, the first thing you heard him say there was, well, I'm eager to get to Arizona and do this again. I mean, you got to turn the page, try to put together another good week of practice, and then a better performance against the Cardinals next week.
It seems to me there is one quote from Glennon where he's still coming to grips to being the guy. He said that guy or being the starter. And all that comes with it. Yes, he's embraced every leadership aspect that comes with it. But he's got to play like it. He's got to produce like it. He hasn't done that since college. Look, there were some flashes when he was a rookie, but he hasn't been that guy since college. And there's pressure in that. And whether he says it or not, look, I know he was joking around with the NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero, but he's looking over his shoulder a bit. I mean, he didn't have to even look over his shoulder. He's looking at the football field today. He looked straight ahead of him. Mitch Trubisky was killing it.
Yeah.
That's his competition. This was a guy who was drafted number 2 overall after they signed you to a $60 million contract for this season. So it's you could see the writing on the wall, and you try to put it off. But, yeah, you do feel for him. There's real pressure on Mike Glennon right now.
And it's just going to keep building with these next games. So, it might just be a preseason game, but part of the reason why I think this year carries a little bit more weight is because, with this quarterback situation, they might not call it a competition. They might, not call it a controversy. But Mike Glennon knows there's pressure to perform better next Saturday in Arizona, even though it's a preseason game. All right, so let's hear from Trubisky. He was the third of the big three to come to the podium today, and I think you'll be able to tell that even though he's often filled with cliches and, I don't know, it's pretty baseline with the media, you could tell he was pretty happy with his performance tonight.
All right, question for Mitch. What'd you think, Mitch? How did it feel? And you obviously had good momentum there, good role to start off.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. That's kind of what I wanted to do, go out there, just be consistent, move the ball with the offense, show command in the huddle at the line of scrimmage. O-line did a great job taking care of me. The running backs, receivers did a great job moving the ball, catching it and running it. So I thought it was good. Obviously, you want to come out with a win, but we did a lot of good things, and then there'll be a lot of things on film that we can learn from. So it was a good start, but we got a long ways to go.
What was the benefit of coming in a 2-minute situation?
Yeah, that was good. a lot of great situational work throughout this game, and that's what I need at this point. Just the amount of reps, seeing different coverages, and then just trying to control the situation and go through our two-minute offense. So it's great to get the situation in for me.
What was the key to the first 10 completions there in a row? Was it a lot of the play calling, or did you just feel like you were really in it?
Just got into rhythm, play calling. Guys were getting open. O-line did a great job giving me time, moving the pocket, and just playing within myself and the offense. Just creating rhythm, but got to give a lot of credit to those 10 other guys. They made my job easy for the first, whatever it was, completions.
You always seem like you have a knack to taking off and running when you need to. Is that something that you've always had? Do you take pride in that? Is that just a natural?
Yeah, man, who wants to get tackled? Who wants to get sacked? Not me. No negative plays, right? So, I'm going to take off. And I think my linemen appreciate that, too. They don't want the QB to hold the ball back there too long. So I'm going through my progression. If it's not there, I'm trying to pick a seam and get down and take care of myself as well. So I think that's important, just create positive plays, and the defense has got to account for that as well. So hopefully that will open some things up, too. But, yeah, I don't want to get tackled.
How much faster did the game seem to you, and what did you do to slow it down?
It seemed faster. Pretty close to practice, except you got guys trying to take your head off. So it was good. I just tried to take a deep breath, show command and poise in the huddle at the line of scrimmage, see the defenses, and just do my job. And luckily, the other 10 guys did a great job of doing their job. So that's what helped me.
You learned this offense and continue to pick everything up. It obviously hasn't been 100% perfect in practice. Did you surprise yourself at all tonight with how well it went?
Yeah, it helped having a play sheet. It's not to the extent of like a normal game week, but like obviously we prep for this game a little bit, and it's kind of different from practice where you don't exactly know the calls every day unless we get the sheets. So I had the play sheet. I was able to study a little bit, so I knew all my calls, I knew my plays, I knew what I was comfortable with, and I talked it over with Dahl, so we were kind of on the same page, so I could just go out there and play free, and that's what I wanted to do, just go out there and play, do what comes natural, and really try to get into a rhythm. So yeah, I knew all the play calls, I was comfortable with the plays, and having a play sheet just gave me confidence to go out there and play.
We know it was the preseason, but dreamed of getting the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
Like to have your first game and finally be out there in an NFL uniform on NFL.
Yeah, it was important for me to like not just let this moment go by, just like realize how far I've come, stepping on the field, soaking it in at Soldier Field especially is a special night. Even though it didn't go our way, it's hopefully the first game of a long journey, and it's special to be out there for how long I've been working for this, and is it like a dream come true.
Do you feel like you put the pressure on them to give you a little bit more of a look, to maybe make this a little bit more of a competition?
No, that's not really for me to say. I mean, I just appreciate the amount of reps I got. I think that's what I need at this point. Just the more situations I can go over, the more reps I can get, it'll help me to continue to improve my game and get better and better. So I just wanted to show what I could do tonight, and luckily I was able to get a lot of reps to really get comfortable, go over the offense, and I got a good amount of film that we could go over and watch to improve from. So that's the most important thing.
Mike has said in training camp that he wasn't the rah-rah type in the huddle. Describe yourself in the huddle.
You're
animated, you're loud, jump up and down.
Did you see me jump up and down? I just try to instill confidence in my guys that I know what I'm doing, and just give little messages in between here. And it's all about creating positive plays and just being a leader in the huddle. I'm not going to give the big motivational speech in the huddle or anything like that. Maybe a couple messages in between here and there, but I mean, honestly, I think your teammates could see it in your eyes if you're ready, how bad you want it, and what's about to happen. So, I mean, you could say whatever you want, but I think it's all action and just, like, how they look at your body demeanor. So I just try to be myself and go out there and play.
But you guys have done a good job. Like, it hasn't gotten weird with you and Mike, you know, because the circumstances are strange with you being such a high draft pick and him being, you know, the starter.
if you continue to play like this throughout the preseason, would that relationship be strained at all, do you think? Would it be strange?
Strange between...
between you and Mike. Just because,
oh, no.
He'll be looking over his shoulder.
No, there's no reason to. Mike's the starter. This is his team. I was just able to get a lot of reps tonight, and there's things in that film that we could all learn from each other's reps, and it's all about just getting better at this point. So, I mean, it's the first preseason game. We still got three more preseason games to go and then a long season, so it's just about working together, getting each other better. And they were helping me a lot on the sideline. Mike and Mark were giving me a lot of good in-game advice, what to do, how to control the game. So that helped me a lot throughout the game. So hopefully we block everything on the outside, what everyone's writing, what everyone's saying, and it brings us closer together so we're able to push and get better as a group.
When you went up the play sheet with Dowd, did you lobby for some of those boots and movement throws? Is that what you feel comfortable with at this point in time?
I actually didn't. I think that's just something he knows I feel comfortable with. So we didn't talk about that, but after the first one got going, we kind of – it helps the defense stay honest. So I just got to continue to carry out my fakes, make the run look like the pass. So that's continued to be opening for us. So I like throwing on the run. I think it opens up our offense and it helps keep the defense on. It really stretches them side to side. And O-line did a great job and receivers got open.
Mike, you talked about the value of reps. Do you see these preseason games as even more important than practice?
It's kind of all practice to me, honestly, if it doesn't count. I mean, you want to go out there and win, but, I mean, whenever I'm playing, whenever I'm competing, I mean, I'm treating everything like it's a game, whether it's in practice or out there in preseason. So reps are reps. Just going out there, trying to give my best every time and make it count every time and enjoy it while I'm doing it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so Trubisky was kind of pushed there by our guy JD, Jeff Dickerson, on sort of the human nature aspect of a quarterback battle. You know, does the relationship with Mike Glennon get strained at all, you know, going forward if this keeps continuing? Now, Mike Glennon seems like a phenomenal dude, and that's part of the reason why you sort of feel for him in this situation. And he's quite frankly put in a tough spot here to begin with. But at the same time, he is making $18 million. And that is, you know, you don't forget that. It's a, you know, I wish I could make $18 million doing this podcast. It's just not going to happen. But interesting answer from Mitch Trubisky, though, just sort of doubling down, saying, hey, look, this is Mike's a starter. This is his team.
Well, he's prepared for it. He should have been prepared for it, at least. He knows it's coming. He knows what occurred. He's very bright. Of course, there's going to be rumblings. Of course, look, I get what these guys say. You got to stay off my phone. It's like impossible these days, though. Yeah. Notifications, text messages, just your parents asking you about things. You know, how you feel. Look, Mitch Trubisky sounded like he was having fun. Mike Glennon, yes, by all accounts, seems like a great guy. Good human being. You feel for him. He struggled to get through that press conference at times, and he was ready to take the blame for today or his bad play today. Clearly, it didn't go the way he wanted, but Trubisky sounded like he was having fun. I think he's prepared for everything on and off the field, and this is really going to be an interesting thing to watch throughout the preseason. I mean, just think about that. We get to watch a quarterback controversy unfold this preseason. I know the Bears, what they're going to say, they want Glennon all the way. They don't want to rush Trubisky. But if this continues like this, and Glennon will play more against the Cardinals, he will play more against the Browns, and he will play more against the Titans in the third preseason game. If this continues like this, how is there not a quarterback controversy?
Yeah, and that's a big question. Will it continue? So we're back in Bourbonnais Saturday. Just practice Saturday, Sunday. They break camp. On Monday, they'll head back to Hallis Hall. They're doing a high school practice. Then they head to Arizona. So we'll get another week of this and see where this goes. But certainly got a lot more interesting tonight at Soldier Field. And we want to make sure, if you're new to the podcast, we want to make sure that, well, we kind of left this open tonight. We weren't sure if we were going to do a post-game episode for a preseason game. We didn't do that last year until the regular season started, but we know how much you guys like these, and I kind of threw it out on Twitter, and people were asking for it. And given how tonight played out, we wanted to bring it to you. But we usually keep these shorter, get you some of the post-game reaction, and then we'll be back with a longer episode in a few days. And we'll address that big controversy in Bourbonnais that I teased. unless you'd like to address it now.
No, we can wait.
So a little tease for that. Is there anything else tonight, maybe shortly, that caught your eye?
Eddie Jackson did. Tariq Cohen did. I think we mentioned them. Leonard Floyd. Whew. He's ready. Look, the final message of this is, I saw it on Twitter, people trying to not be excited about this. I get it. It's Bears football. You're just ready to be disappointed. Don't be. Try to embrace the rebuild for once. They got their quarterback, number 2 overall pick, traded up to get him. Played very damn well tonight. Embrace it.
I will say Leonard Floyd was amazing. He looked just as, if you're going to give Trubisky all the credit in the world, Leonard Floyd, much more limited playing time, but he could have made a case too for player of the game. That's your last two first round picks. That matters. The other first round pick, Kevin White, invisible again. However, he was playing with Glennon, and that's really hard to judge. I'm looking forward to going back in the tape and trying to figure out if Kevin White was open at all and if Glennon missed him or if he struggled to get open. I will say I was a little surprised he didn't play more. This is a guy that needs the reps, needs the confidence. I was surprised he didn't play more. And also with those wide receivers going forward, Reuben Randall got banged up tonight. Josh Bellamy got banged up tonight. You already came into the game with Braverman out and Marcus Wheaton out. Victor Cruz got banged up at one point but was able to return. But all of a sudden, that's a lot of wide receivers there that were all banged up. And you saw a lot of Deontay Thompson tonight, which I'm not exactly sure they want to go into the regular season with him as a legitimate wide receiver option.
Well, that's why you have Tanner Gentry. They had one catch tonight, camp hero. I want to see Trubisky with these other receivers. I think it's time. And again, if that's one thing I want to see going forward here, is Mr. Trubisky's earned the right to practice with different players and against different players at Bears camp.
All right, it's late at Soldier Field. We need to get out of here. I think that's a good spot to end. We will be back in a few days.
Not us.
Although, yeah, the scoreboards inside Soldier Field have been, like, possessed by aliens for the last hour. Normal Soldier Field stuff, if we're being honest. We got to get out of here. We got to go to bed. We got to get back to Bourbonnais. It's been nice being home for a few days, but it's not going to last very long. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Plenty of post-game reaction there. Read it at WGNradio.com/Bears, ChicagoSunTimes.com. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Now we got a few new listeners tonight. Hit that subscribe button. We appreciate you listening, and if you don't mind leaving a review, it helps spread the word. Also, you can find the podcast on the TuneIn app, WGN Radio app, and pretty much anywhere else where you listen to your podcast. We're getting out of here. We got a quarterback controversy to track. We'll be back in Bourbonnais in a few days.